from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I love this song. It's Queens of the Stone Age.
Yeah, great song.
That may have been the death blow for the Red Sox season last night. Pete Alonso taking one way out. I mean, they're already down 3 runs because Chris Martin, just a total implosion in that 8th inning. You know, I remember hearing a lot after the All-Star break, well, just wait till Justin Slayton and Chris Martin come back. We're going to have to bring some bullpen arms in here, because with those guys out, I mean, that's your bridge to Kenley Jansen. And without those guys, and listen, Chris Martin, since he's come back, has been very, very good. Justin Slayton only came back recently. But I'm watching this bullpen and thinking, man, you know, I like Martin. I think he's a good, solid pitcher. He's a good, solid pickup. Good story and everything. But you know, you look at this bullpen now fully intact, and I'm sorry, it's just, you know, it's hard to be super impressed with anything you're seeing offensively. The starting pitching's been better lately, not good enough. It seems like even when the starters have a good start, either the offense disappears or the bullpen gives it away, or like last night, a combination of both. As you really only had Cutter Crawford give up that one hit, the 2-run homer to Lindor in the third. The Red Sox were able to scrap together a run in the fifth, then down 3-1 in the eighth. Valdez had the sac fly to make it 3-2. And by the way, that sac fly was a significant sac fly. That's the first time they've cracked 2 runs in, I don't know, 3-4 games. Yep. Like, that meant something. I watched that and I thought, oh, wow, hey, maybe the offense is about to snap out of it.
Nope.
Not so much. That was it, right?
Well, there was an offense that was about to snap out of it, but it was
the Mets.
The Mets. Who were
and,
put it
yeah,
away.
That bottom of the 8th inning, they just completely took it to Martin there. Slayton did give up the home run to Vientos in the 7th, but yeah, it was really the 8th inning where this one fell apart, and it didn't matter anyway, because 3-2 was enough to beat this team with the offense playing the way it is. And with Alex Cora hopefully now joining us at 4:10, I believe we'll go a little longer here in this segment.
The hell's so going on with the traffic in New York?
Seems like this is one hell of a bus ride. I don't know. It's the bus from Manhattan out to Queens, right? Is that where they're going?
Yeah, I don't know.
How long does that take?
All I know is I'd be cranky.
They should take the train.
I don't like traffic.
Hop on that subway. Nothing bad ever happens on the New York subway, I don't think.
Get a helicopter.
That'd be cool.
Like they do down at Gillette. Everybody comes and goes with a helicopter.
We had 25 guys in the helicopter. It's going to take a while.
25, right? The 2024 Sox. 25 guys, 25 helicopters.
25 choppers. that's it. 617-779-7937 if you want to jump on here before we speak to Alex Cora. The Red Sox now 1 game over .500. Their run differential is even, which is kind of remarkable, because coming into the second half of the season, or not the second half, but coming out of the All-Star break, the Red Sox were 10 games over .500 with a run differential of plus 41. Now, plus 41 isn't some incredible number that's, you know, wow, look at this team, look at how great they are. Like, the Orioles and the Yankees both have run differentials in the hundreds. So does, you know, the Phillies. So do the Dodgers, plus 121. The Brewers are plus 136. Like, that's not one of the higher ones by any means. And to see a 41 run differential evaporate down to nothing, though, over the course of basically the second half of July and then all of August is really, I think, just hammers home just how bad this whole thing's been. That's a brutal fall off. You know, like there's been bad fall offs here. Obviously, last September, we all remember, was a tough one, but this one really started right as the All-Star break ended, and there's no end in sight, it doesn't look like.
Nope. Although they went from 1 run to 2, they go from 2 to 4. Now we're starting talking about numbers that win baseball games, right?
Right.
So, hey, maybe SAT trends or whatever, a series of numbers, they're trending in the right direction. No, I was just thinking, because I've been big on part of the reason I didn't believe in them was the sustainability. And then part of it was like, what do you hang your hat on? The right. offense, the pitching, the bullpen, the defense. And if you made me pick right now, I think it'd be starting pitching that I would say would
yeah.
be, if I were drafting, you know, the number one pick
that's
of
been
Red
the strongest
Sox.
Probably answer. You're right. I'd agree with that.
And it hasn't been great. Don't no. get me wrong. It hasn't been dominant and anything like that. But I think they've kind of given you chances to win a bunch of baseball games, and then you haven't really been able to win a bunch of those baseball games.
Yeah, it's true. And listen, I mean, on Sunday, Monday, too, I was just completely apoplectic about the Cooper Criswell perfect game
thing.
Are
we going right back to that as soon as he's on the line?
It seems like a drop.
Because he already is mad at you for the skipper thing.
Well, he can be mad at me then. A lot of people are mad at him for that. Listen,
and he's going to be angry because he's sitting in traffic for hours.
Well, yeah, I'd be annoyed by that, too. But honestly, what I'm trying to say here is that seems like a drop in the bucket, doesn't it? I mean, like,
oh, yeah.
That was a few days ago. It was annoying when it happened. And everybody was like, hey, what the hell? Since then, it just seems like that's, you know, just a small dip in what has been a colossal drop off here over the course of these last couple of weeks. I mean, it's just, you know, obviously we didn't like that. We didn't like him taking the guy out of the game with the perfect game. And I will ask him about it when he calls in. But I do think that, you know, now it just sort of seems like, you know, just a very small piece of what has been a dramatic, dramatic collapse.
Well, yeah, because it's a very specific question as opposed to, what the hell's going on with the offense?
Yeah.
Right? Which is not nearly as specific other than your best hitter is dealing with shoulder issues.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're going to tell people what I'm going to ask about Devers' shoulders and say, I don't really understand how a guy's had two bad shoulders all year long and yet keeps playing.
Yeah.
Like, is he hurt? Is he injured? Like, what the hell's going on there? That's my angle. We're getting our angles out there.
I wonder if we were all just sort of taken by this thing. You know, did we all just kind of get taken in?
Yes.
Because
absolutely.
From April until June 10th. This was a 500 team. I mean, really, that's all they were. They'd swing up and they'd swing down, and when it seemed like things were bad, they'd win a couple of games, get back to 500, and that's just basically what the story of most of the first half of the season was all about. They were a 500 team. They never swung too far in either direction, and maybe this is just what they were destined to be all along. You know, like, maybe that's just what it is. They had a very, very strong June into the All-Star break. That's when they got to 10 games over 500, and since then, they've just gotten right back to where they were before. You know, maybe this was what they were destined to be all along.
Water and reaching its level.
Exactly. You know, maybe they're just a 500 team that had a big swing, and then they had the big swing backwards, and now they're back to 500, and that's what they are, and that's all they were ever really destined to be all along.
And as we talked about earlier, some of that is understandable in the big picture. When you sort of looked at what Alex Cora in February, when he's looking at his baseball team, probably figuring out strengths and weaknesses and what my infield's going to look like, what my outfit. This team is not a lot like probably what he was projecting on paper as he was sort of figuring out what he would be preparing for this season. And then the other aspect was the emotional lift of, which felt like a lift, the combination of his extension and checking off boxes, if not necessarily loading up with talent at the trade deadline, right? Retroactively, it doesn't look nearly as impressive. And even at the time, it wasn't knock your socks off impressive. It was kind of like, well, I guess they kind of gave me what I wanted at a few places with guys that once I Googled them knew who they were. Or, you know what I mean? Like Danny Jansen. I'm like, oh, Danny Jansen, a backup catcher. Paxton was the name you knew just because he was here. And you got a little excited because you're like, I think he was like 8-0 with the Dodgers? He had some like great record.
8-1 or 8-2. He had a good record.
And then you're like, wait a minute. They score a lot of runs for him when he pitches.
They did.
He is the reason why wins and losses aren't the statistic it once was in Major League Baseball for pitchers.
Sure, but he pitched okay. I mean, his first two starts here, he pitched pretty well.
Sure.
You know, and then they just
they'd be
hurt.
Better with him if he was still here.
Absolutely.
Right? But we just said that starting pitching hasn't been the thing. So unless he was going to hit in the 4 days he wasn't pitching, he wasn't necessarily going to help them. And the offense that everybody told me was more sustainable than I thought it was has not been as sustainable as you people believed.
No, it really hasn't. And
including the manager.
That's,
I mean,
with
last
the return,
night he said it's a good offense that isn't playing well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is it? You sure about that?
He also, you know,
Gerard,
I mean,
Mayo, it's a good running game. You sure about that?
Tristan Casas is back. Right, I mean, like you got some guys back that were hurt. You're not dealing with you know, the banged up offense in the sense that you're missing a big bopper in your lineup anymore. He did come back and
well,
okay,
Story.
When he was hitting Trevor Story. If you want to,
an all star shortstop.
You've not been with him all year and most of last year, so I don't know. I mean,
still an all star shortstop who makes $20 million a year.
He does. And he was an all-star. When was
if
he an
you
all-star
can call
last,
Mac
like,
Jones
5 years ago?
A Pro Bowler, then I can call Trevor Story an all star shortstop. Okay.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Fair.
Those are equivalents, I feel like.
I don't think so, because Trevor Story was... when was the last time Trevor Story was an All-Star? Let me pull that up.
Last time Mac Jones was a Pro Bowler.
Okay, but we were talking about a fall-off from the very next year.
They're both not worthy of the honors that they were bestowed.
Trevor Story was an All-Star last in 2019. Okay, so that was 5 years ago. And before... let's see, that was 3 years before he made it even onto a Red Sox roster, which in the time that he's played here for Boston... he has played in 145 games in 3 seasons, which is almost a full season, but not quite, which tells you a little bit about that investment and where it all went. And listen, I wanted Trevor Story to be a contributor this year. I think we all did. I was excited about that signing. It seemed like, at the time, before we knew it was going to be a Xander Bogaerts replacement, it seemed like an investment in the offense in the middle infield, which they certainly needed, and I was excited about it. I think a lot of people were. I think people were excited about that signing. It has not worked out. I mean, listen, he's just not been healthy.
Do you want an update on Cora Watch 2024?
Sure. 420, lock it in.
420.
Definite. 420, Alex Cora, manager of the Boston Red Sox, will be speaking on the afternoon program with Arcand and Hart.
All right. No way that's changing. Well, let's go ahead and trend then. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Here's Justin Turpin.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.